Welcome to Time with Faba, the Pleasure Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 16, Saturday, 2019, Day 47. Today's topic, Authority of the Kingdom of Heaven over the Power of Hell. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 26 verses 1 to 12, Leviticus chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 17, Mark chapter 1 verse 29 to chapter 2 verse 12, Proverbs 9 verses 13 to 18. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is Authority of the Kingdom of Heaven over the Power of Hell. Today's Mark 1, chapter 1, verses 35 to 39 tells us the authority of the Kingdom of Heaven is beyond our imagination. How Jesus exercised this authority in the beginning of his ministry to preach, heal, and driving out demons. But today's Proverbs chapter 9 verses 13 to 18 also tells us how horrible is the power of hell to tempt us to fall into all kinds of sexual traps, prostitution, leading people to be fools, just as Proverbs 9 verses 17 to 19 says. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. Wow. The most important revelation today is how can we not to be tempted and suffered from the power of hell, but to receive the authority of the Kingdom of Heaven to heal, free, and save. The secret is what Jesus demonstrates to us in today's Mark's passage. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. What do you usually do early in the morning? The past 3 years, Richmond Emmanuel has been having 6 a.m. morning Eucharist non-stop till now, which brings wonderful blessings and big renewal to us. And what I have vividly seen in those churches I have been to in Korea and Hong Kong, which have non-stop morning prayer daily, they all have immense growth. I believe we have found it. Of course, many people, maybe including you, think that why we can't pray alone ourselves at home? Why need to go to our church to pray? Jesus did that. Well, we are not Jesus. We are lazy. I am lazy. Many people have time with Abba at home for some time, And then they stop because of busyness, too tired. Oh, every excuses, every reasons. What is better than we gather together to copy the word of God, to listen to the word of God, to praise Him, worship Him, listen to sermons, Holy Communion, pray in groups? Ooh, what can be better? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to follow your secret to receive the authority of the kingdom of heaven, to pray early in the morning in the place you call us, and prepare us to be so that we too can receive the authority of the kingdom of heaven to over the power of hell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how difficult it is for you to wake up like Jesus early in the morning to pray. How important could that be? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? You need to have a very simple next step. Don't just stop here. Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.